Good morning, family. What, Daddy's chair? Daddy chair?
No, I turned it over, yes. It's side two, and that's good morning to the family. Breakfast is just about ready, so talk to her.
How are you, Laura?
Good.
How did you sleep? Did you sleep well? Yes? Did you have a bottle in your bed? Where did you go yesterday, Laura? Did you go anywhere yesterday?
Where did we go?
Where did you go? Did you go see Susie? Susie? Who was there with Susie?
Matthew. It's Erica.
Matthew and Erica?
David went.
Did David go and Shani? Did David and Shani come? Yes?
What's
home? I don't know. How about a punch and tookus?
No.
Sit down.
There's no punch and tookus for anyone.
Okay. Sit down for breakfast, please.
Okay.
You want some breakfast?
Yes.
Coffee?
Egg? Did you remember milk?
Yeah.
Egg?
Terrific.
And toast? You want some toast? You want some egg and toast?
Kitty.
Kitty? Kitty's eating.
I know what a kitty is.
The kitty is eating breakfast.
No, the kitty's eating lunch.
Oh, isn't that funny?
Kitty's eating lunch.
Here's coffee for Sue.
This is lunchtime.
It looks like breakfast to me. Thank you.
Looks like lunch to me.
There you go.
There's your fork.
Well. It's all right, Laura. You had a nice toast.
What did I tell you? No matter which toast, that's right. It was hers. It was in her bowl. What is the difference between those two toasts?
Why did you change it, Joe?
The raisin this one? Alright, from now on I'll look for a raisin one. You can't just grab her toast.
That's not fair. It's not my
own lettuce. He has to agree to trade with you. You can't just grab it. Well, did you try saying to her, Laura, can I trade my toast with you?
Did you ask her?
No, you don't know. She's very agreeable about trading things. Maybe she would have said yes and traded with you. You don't know. You didn't try. You just reached over and grabbed it out of the
plate. Not fair.
So why didn't you try and trade with her? Here's salt. Why should you always have the raisin leaves?
Because I like raisins.
Well?
What about her?
I think I have similar amounts of raisins in them, but if they don't, then she'll agree to trade with you. You know what I told Daddy in the kitchen?
What?
I knew this would happen. I told him no matter which toast I give Laura, you're going to take it.
Well, I want the raisins, so you always give
them. No, I I don't show him. I try and give you what looks like a good piece of toast, and the same for Laura. But if you want milk, okay. If you want it,
then you should always give me raisins.
Okay. If you want to trade with somebody, you don't rip it out of their hand. You propose a deal. Just like you traded putting your clothes in the hamper with me for setting the table. And then if that person accepts your trade, then it's fine. And if they don't, then you have to work out some other solution. What?
Shirt.
Or salt? Salt.
Mom. Mommy.
What?
Don't use this napkin. Use this napkin on the other side.
Okay. Blue eyes with a bee. What does the bee stand for?
Man.
Eating.
Is he kidding eating?
Yeah. Breakfast.
Breakfast, yes.
There's a Z at the end of the kid D. Right?
Mine.
There's a Z at the end.
Kitty, no, it sounds like it the way she says it.
Kid D. Kitty. When you say kitty, there's an end. At the end, there's a B. There's a D. Say kitty. Say D.
Uh-huh.
Say kitty.
Get a job?
I gave you a cup. I put it in my place by mistake.
It plays fast now.
What did you say? Sue's writing. Yes.
Yeah. Sue, write.
And he had the electrician put in 110.
Uh-huh.
So, and a serious mistake.
Yeah, but he's going to tell you because you ordered the air conditioner.
No, I ordered the number that he told me to order.
Uh-huh.
And all of those are 220.
Uh-huh. So, you left rushing about the
glasses? Yeah, four of us napkins.
Yes, there's your napkin. Does Kitty need a napkin? I don't think cats use napkins. Cats don't have very neat manners about napkins.
Kitty,
details really hard when you think about toilet training a child. All the animals she sees around her use the toilet very freely wherever they want, with the exception of, you know, her family.
Breakfast.
Laura's eating breakfast.
Daddy,
have
you finished yet, Daddy?
No.
You know what Laura's going to do this morning, family?
What?
She's going to go over to Jen's and go Bubbles.
Very good.
So you'll be in school.
Because she still has some lessons while you finished all of yours, Joe.
And then we can all go swimming some afternoon, Joanna. I'll go in the water with you, yes. Who will cry?
Jen.
Why would Jen cry? Is Laura going to cry?
Yeah.
I hope not.
Probably. Excuse me. Pooh, are you trying to entertain us? What does the cow say?
Ding.
Ding.
Ding. Ding. Ding. Ding.
Ding. What ding?
Ding dong going church. That's the song.
Hey, let's try the song.
Ding. Ding. Ding.
Laura, can you say Adam?
Adam.
Can you say Adam's car?
Car.
Can you say see Adam's car?
Yeah.
Can you say see Adam's car?
Adam.
Can you say Laura see Adam's car?
No.
No, you can't. That's
Adam
right.
Car.
Adam car.
Daddy's car.
Daddy's car? Where is Daddy's car?
The purpose of that was to see if I could elicit the longer sentence, but you can't.
Here.
Where is Daddy's car?
Outside.
It's outside. Outside, that's right. You know what, I'm going to try a little experiment with her and see if I can get her to repeat the longer sentence. Then we know whether it was that she just can't even repeat something that long. It's interesting to know.
Laura, listen.
Are you snoring?
She can go to bed, it looks like.
Breakfast is my absolute favorite meal.
My din is my favorite.
This coffee is terrific. Oh, this bread is terrific.
Isn't that terrific bread?
Uh-huh.
It's worth baking it, isn't it? Thank you. I'm glad you like it.
Mom?
It's good for you. Just think of Burkett and go right on eating.
I like that rose you have.
Thank you. Molasses, yogurt, whole wheat flour, eggs, safflower oil. Couldn't be better for you.
Did he? And brown sugar, remember when...
And lemon rum.
Remember when we forgot the brown sugar?
I gained the tongue.
I don't know what I did.
And then I remembered, Mom. Mom, remember I remembered?
What did you remember?
To put the brown sugar in.
Uh-huh.
When Erica was over.
Mm-hmm.
We forgot, and then I had to remember.
We're going to go to your school.
Whose
school?
Your head? Yeah.
Fly.
Oh, a fly on your head. I see. But Laura, there's not a fly on your head. Why do you think there's a fly on your head?
Head.
That's a new word, actually, Laura.
Head. Mom, I can make a W.
You can.
Mom. Watch, I can do it with my finger even.
I see.
Watch.
Uh-huh.
Very good. I can see the W. You really know how to write, Joe.
She sure does. She knows the capital letters.
You know the capital letters?
Yeah, you know the big letters, and someday you'll learn the small letters.
I can do a little W.
Yeah, the little W is almost like the big W. Go ahead. Or the hand to do upstairs.
No,
Laura can stay there. No. You stay with Mommy. No, Daddy wants you to stay here and finish your breakfast. Uh-oh, do you want to go potty, Laura?
Yeah, potty.
You want to go on the potty? Or do you want to eat breakfast?
Bear.
Yeah, where is Bear? Is he in the bedroom?
Yeah.
I see. Bear is another name we have for Jack. You know what? You really talk. Laura likes to talk now, don't you?
Man. Jack. Boo-boo. He.
You want to see Jack who's in the bedroom? Mine, Jack Finley.